Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Buchanan Report, this 20th day of August, 2019. My name is Ivan Buchanan, and I am your host. And my co-hosts, as always, Ron Hanks and Rhonda Moon Lane. If you're joining us for the first time, our call-in number is 347-857-1710. Again, that number, 347-857-1710. For those of you that call in, please watch your language. Try to keep it as clean as we can here. Our guest tonight, well, I got it written wrong, but bottom line, I've got comments on Brandon Coleman, who's with OAWP, and our guest tonight, Officer Greg Childs, regarding his further harassment issues. But before we get to those issues, I want to remind everyone our website is thebuchananreport.com, thebuchananreport.com. Go there. There's tons of links having to do with all kinds of issues to help you out on whatever you're looking for. Outside of that, I think that's all I've got for right now. Rhonda, over to you. What you got tonight?
Not a whole lot because I've been packing all day doing laundry because we're going to Virginia for the Healing Heroes ride Saturday.
And
I haven't
DC.
Shared on our page yet. And then D.C. after that. Hopefully it goes
well. And they're letting you in the White House. They haven't revoked it yet?
Nope. No email revoking it. I've already passed the background check. Gary got thrown off Facebook again. I told him to stop doing it. You're going through a background check, but now he can't do it because it's not on there anymore.
That's wonderful. Wonderful.
Jamie Foxx just posted, she can't disclose who it is yet, but they have discovered the company who keeps hacking VA whistleblowers' computers.
Oh, really?
Yes, she just posted it.
Fantastic.
So hopefully she figured that out. That's what everybody's saying. They're all, yeah, please enlighten me. I have to retire all my devices because of it. Oh, I got a weird email today. And it had, have you ever heard of the Monitor?
Yeah.
A newspaper? Yeah? Oh, okay. Well, they sent me something today, and it had a huge security warning on it. I didn't open it. I had never heard of them. So maybe I'll open it now.
It's probably warning.
That's all I got. It probably is. It has something to do with Fred Rendon. Remember him?
With who?
Fred Rendon.
Yeah, I remember Fred.
Yeah. It references him in the emails, but I don't know what the attachment is, so I guess I'll open it since you guys have heard of whoever they were.
Okay.
I already forgot. Oh, the Monitor.
The Monitor.
The Monitor. And that's all I've got.
Yeah.
I have a couple of local issues here. Not really issues, but I've spoken about the Western Region 1 Source Center that the VA started. It's about two blocks from the hospital. They got a hold of the old armory when they moved and converted it where you can go get a lot of services and information if you're trying to file paperwork. But they also have rooms for speaking. This last Saturday, they had a women veterans tea party at the One Source Center. It was attended by 80 to 90 female veterans from World War II on down. So they're still just, I thought it was a cool point. There's that many women veterans in our area. People don't realize it.
Yeah, we have a women veterans group here. It started 4 years ago. And they're actually you know, we see them in a lot of the events we do. So they're getting, there's a lot more of them in our area.
Cool. The Grand Junction VA has a new chief of staff now. Dr. Doug Rosendale, he used to be the chief of surgery. Then he was sent to Washington for a stint there. Got out for a while and came back. Now he's taking over that position. The American Legion publication. I ran across a survey that the Smithsonian Magazine did in Stars and Stripes. And they were talking to active duty personnel and veterans from all branches. And they came up with these figures here. 90% would join the military again if they were given the opportunity. 87% want their son or daughter to serve in the military. 84% believe the intervention, I'll get that right, intervention in Afghanistan has gone too long. See, Ivan, you're not the only one.
You need another beer.
Yeah, I'll get that in a minute. 84% believe the intervention in Iraq has gone on too long, yet 83% support the continuation of the war on terrorism. 70% support deployment of female troops in ground combat situations. 65% support deployment of U.S. troops at the U.S. and Mexico border to prevent illegal entry. More wall stuff. 41% believe veterans are being fully treated for their physical military injuries. See, the numbers are dropping drastically, in case you haven't noticed that. And 39% approve of transgender people in the military. Boy, that was a lot of questions being asked to come up with those figures.
Yes, yes it was.
And that is all I have for tonight.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, Ivan.
We are?
Yes, we are.
Are we going to take a quick break?
Wake up, Ivan.
We're not taking no breaks.
Okay. Well, hold on. I think he got it. I was just giving him long enough to turn off the chimes. But I think he got
what?
It.
What? Our guest can't figure out his phone?
Yes. Yeah, we're having a little issue here. But
talk about needing another beer.
He's here.
Okay, I hear
okay.
No chimes.
We got him
now.
Live
we're
now.
Good. All right. I've
you there, Greg?
The
no.
Greg, you there?
I spelled my name wrong. Well, he must
no,
have
you're,
down
you're live on the radio, Greg. Quit typing and talk.
All right.
What did
I'm
you have him
intro.
Do with his settings?
I had him set up the notifications.
Okay, let's try this again, because you can do the intro all you want, but if he's not answering, you know, that's not going to do any good, Greg. Are you good?
Are you there?
He
can you
says
hear me now?
He's talking. Oh, we hear you now.
Okay.
All right. We're good.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, obviously, we're speaking with Greg Childs. Greg is a veteran and police officer at the Fort Harrison VA facility in Montana. He was a model employee until he issued a citation to a VA psychologist for driving 36 miles per hour in a 20-mile-per-hour zone. Then in 2014, he failed a mandatory mental evaluation administered by the same psychologist. I can't believe they sent you to the same psychologist. Okay, so now it's August 2019. His case is still open. The retaliation is still going on. 5 years. retaliation for doing your job. Every day you get up, look at your family, and wonder how long you're going to go. This is going to go on. You know, whistleblowers are the ones doing the right thing. The retaliation keeps stepping up. Greg, I know last week you got some messages scrawled across the window.
Yeah, that's just a normal thing. I've gotten more stuff sent to my house and everything else like that. After a while, you just kind of go numb and start ignoring things, you know, because it's a constant flow. And eventually, one day, you know, I'll eventually figure out who it is. But obviously, someone that is trying to get to me. And
unfortunately, though, even if we figure out who it is, they probably won't do anything, Sean.
Oh, of course not. That's you know, the normal. That's the normal thing with the VA is they protect those who do wrongdoing, and the ones that are reporting it, they go after. It's common with every whistleblower. And I don't know what the purpose of is reporting anything wrong or anything misconduct or anything if you're going to be, you know, you're going to lose your job for it, you're going to lose everything, or they're going to go after you. So, honestly, I don't know if I would do it again. I don't even know what to even say to another whistleblower. You know, every once in a while people contact me and they ask me, hey, what do I do? And I honestly don't have a honest opinion for them because I don't want to be in, you know, I don't want to tell them, hey, well, guess what? You know, you're going to be next on the list.
Right.
So
I know one of the first whistleblowers we talked to, Dr. Sue, we was talking about the same thing, and she said the one thing I would tell a future whistleblower is find another job before you report it.
Yeah, to your point, I think another major issue here, too, was it just yesterday or the day before, Brandon Coleman, you know, USA Today, you know, he was a whistleblower, went to work for them in the OAWP, Office Accountability Whistleblower Protection Program, and he apparently is asking for protection again. And he's, you know, having some problems there. So, you know, if he's having problems there, whatever they may be, how do they expect whistleblowers to feel comfortable in contacting that office?
And, you know, with OAWP, I honestly was one of those individuals that I actually believed in them. When I first started reporting to them, I actually thought that they were on my side, and, you know, they seemed concerned, and they were reaching out to me, and, hey, you know, send us this information, you know, what happened here, you know, or we'll reach out to the agency, and they seemed like they were engaged. And then when I received my second proposed termination, I actually found that the OAWP was actually working with the VA, and I was floored over it. And, you know, towards the end of when they first came out to Fort Harrison, I kind of had a suspicion going on just by their demeanor and how, you know, I was able to actually, where they were conducting their interviews, you could actually hear through the wall what they were saying. So, you know, I caught them red-handed talking to the agency attorney, and they actually denied it, you know. And so, you know, it's not – the system that's set up right now is not the right system. And OAWP is – going after whistleblowers. They're basically the intel system for the VA. They take – everyone thinks they're, you know, hey, just trust OAWP. This is a new office created. Let's go to them. Let's report them. Well, in all actuality, they're actually – everything they get from you, they're sending it to the VA, and the VA is able to build up a defense. And when I started getting more suspicious towards that, I stopped providing most of my ACE cards because I wasn't going to give the VA or OAWP everything. I wasn't going to give them the main – juicy stuff that actually shows, hey, yeah, this guy was retaliated. This is what happened. These are things. I wasn't going to provide them that information because I wanted to make sure that they were going to be able to do their job with just as little information that they had before. And I actually just reached out to them a couple days ago and said, hey, it's been 2.5 years. You guys opened the case. What's the result of my case? And they haven't responded back to me, you know, but OSC found retaliation. So if OSC can find retaliation in less than 6 months to 9 months, why does it take an agency 2.5 years for them to do their job and do the right thing? Well, they're just basically, you know, building intel on whistleblowers. And they've done it with other whistleblowers. They've been on the show. And, Most whistleblowers who report to them have actually either been terminated, proposed termination, or they've been drove out of the VA. It's the way it works.
Why don't you tell us briefly what's been going on here lately, you know, as far as give us a little update on, you know, I saw some postings that you put on the VA corruption by the Buchanan Report group page there, and, you know, to where people are actually writing things, putting them on the window, you know, having to do with you, harassment, scare tactics, whatever it is. Why don't you dial us in on what's going on there?
I can't remember the last time I was on Buchanan Report. I think it was about 6 months ago, 7 months ago. But as far as right now, I mean, the most recent thing was, you know, I had an employee actually approach me and provide me a note that actually stated that, you know, she was instructed to notify her supervisor, and her supervisor instructed to notify my supervisor and up to the director of everything I'm doing. And I was actually pretty shocked when I received that note that someone would actually come forward and provide me this. I did not expect it, and it just blew me. It, you know, kind of like hit me like an arrow hit, you know, would hit a heart. And so I reported that, and, you know, I had a grievance filed for a couple other items that, you know, I don't know who it is. You know, like I said, I have my, you know, idea who it is. I'm not going to say it on the show. But, you know, people putting items in your locker, you know, tampons, Preparation H tablets, you know, books, you know, bananas, it's random things, you know, just to, you know, what's the point of it? You don't need to put that in someone's personal locker. It doesn't serve a point. So I reported that in a note, and then I asked to be detailed out of my position because I didn't want to deal with it anymore, and I got detailed out of my position. And the AD at the time, he's actually no longer there. He resigned and went to another agency. I was in my position, detailed position. Everything's going good. And then I found out I was being proposed a termination, which was through an actual incident where I was actually assaulted. I can't get into too much of the logistics over it, but basically my supervisor, and I will drop names, his name is Chief White with Fort Harrison VA, basically had a, you know, investigation convened on me. So, you know, there are a lot of points that are going to be argued in that report, you know, that are not factual. So I'm in my proposed termination. You know, I've received my proposed termination. Still going. I have an actual representative that represents me, Larry Berger, with FIOLA. And, you know, I just continue on my day's work. And of course, you know, when you're a whistleblower, you just have to – there's no way you can walk down a hallway and not look behind you because there's always going to be something they're going to try to do to you. If they have to falsify whatever they can, they're going to falsify. It doesn't matter. So I started basically taking notes of everything. Everything I did, I took notes of. And I have everything detailed down to the last minute, everything I've done every day for the last year. And it helps out. Actually, if I'm going to tell a whistleblower, hey, you know, if you're going to blow the whistle, after you blow the whistle, this is what you need to do. And most recently, I found out last week that I was actually in my office and VA police came in and they approached me and they said that, you're being, we like talked about the statement that you made in a threat against an employee. Well, I can tell you right now, if it goes to court, I'm going to prove 100% that it's a false statement. In fact, you know what? I'm open. They want to charge me with it. Here it is, national radio. Charge me with it because I'm going to tell you right now it's false. And this is one of the things the VA police does or the VA does is they will falsify. They will basically it's trickery. They build paperwork on you. They did it to Sean Higgins. They've done it to Jay. They've done it to all everyone. They build paperwork on you, build paperwork on it to make you look bad so that when you get in the court, the judge doesn't see everything. And all he sees is, hey, this is a bad employee. So, I mean, that's where I'm at right now. Like, I can't get into too many details because everything's pretty much still fresh and open. And you know, I'm going to fight it, and I'm not going anywhere, and, you know, it is what it is, but I don't even know where to go from there, to tell you the truth.
So when is your next, do you have a hearing coming up?
Right now, I believe August 26th is a kind of a hearing that I've been told. Not a hearing, but basically a meeting to find out what's going to go on. I'm not going to, you know, I'm just going to basically call in. I'll listen. I have a representative that represents me, and he knows everything. But, I mean, that's the only thing I can really do. I'm not going to, you know, I guess I just, nothing I can really do. I mean, the only thing I can really do is listen in and find out, hey, you know, what's going on and you know, what's going to be the next step. But right now I'm kind of in limbo right now. So.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to thank you for coming on and giving us it's just terrible what they're doing. I certainly hope you're filing reports on all of these things and, you know, trying to find out who's doing it and taking the appropriate action against those people, because that's harassment in the workplace at, you know,
minimal. But you know, and if it doesn't matter, I mean, I could have red-handed an individual for, say, instance, filing a false police report, and it could be a management official, and they're not going to do anything about it. They're not going to hold anyone accountable. It doesn't work, because once they hold that person accountable, that's basically, hey, you know what, this whistleblower's right. And they're not going to do that. They're not going to make a whistleblower right. So they're going to keep on doing whatever they can to break laws, rules, and regulations. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Well, still need to be doing it. That would be my suggestion. You know, you're pushing forward with all the other stuff. I certainly wouldn't back off on that because, again, it's not proper. They shouldn't be doing it, and I'd keep their feet to the fire on the issue, frankly. All right, I'm going to keep you live here. I'm going to get in, you know, part of our, we have two things that we're discussing here, not only Ray Child's issue, but also what was put out there is I have a few comments to make regarding Brandon Coleman and OAWP, and so I'm just going to get into that now. Greg, I'm going to keep you live on here. So any comments, feel free to jump in at the appropriate time. I basically want to start at the beginning. You know, number one, we did send an email out to Brandon Coleman requesting that, you know, he contact us again to come on the show. Rhonda, have we heard back?
Nope, not a word.
Okay. Email was sent to his work email address and to his private address. So
yes.
He had the opportunity
yep.
to contact us. I know he's listening now. As I understand, he gets paid to monitor. Again, the monitor, you know, VA monitors the show. They don't need to pay someone to monitor it. You can download it for and keep it forever if you want. It's not edited. I'm really kind of disturbed. The reason why, you know, we originally made contact with him is because, you know, as I stated earlier in the show, Brandon Coleman, who is with OAWP, you know, there's an article where he went to USA Today newspaper, apparently asking for whistleblower protection. I guess he's made the comment. I read the whole article. I don't remember all of it, but, you know, basically stating it's a toxic environment, et cetera. You know, and so, you know, wanted to have him come on the show. And again, we haven't heard back from him. To give a little background on this. You know, Brandon has been on the show when he was a whistleblower before he went to OAWP. And, you know, I'm really kind of disturbed about everything that has gone on simply because when we first started having whistleblowers come on the show, I remember a few telling me they wouldn't come on the show until they checked with Brandon Coleman, and Brandon Coleman gave us a thumbs up saying, yeah, Ivan Buchanan and his bunch, they're not going to stick you in the back. You know, they deal with you straight up, et cetera. And, you know, very, very straightforward. My crew will attest to this, too, that, you know, they have, Brandon Coleman himself actually helped make us what we are now. You know, we are believable.
Yeah.
We don't do things, say one thing, do another, et cetera. So, you know, he basically not just made us gold, but platinum out there. And then, you know, I guess he settled his case, and then he got the opportunity to go into OAWP, and he contacted us and let us know that and wanted to come on the show. In fact, I believe the first contact was made to Rhonda. Isn't that correct, Rhonda? Do I have this straight?
Yeah.
Okay.
You do.
And so, you know, of course, we were, you know, happier than hell. Of course we want him on. Explain to us what's going on with this new, you know, OAWP, you know, division, if you will, et cetera. And the next thing you know, we're trying to get things situated as far as the date and the time. And then next thing you know, we get an email that he can't come on. It's got to be cleared with his boss. And, you know, okay, we figured, you know, he doesn't call the shots. He's got a boss. So I personally sent an email to him and CC'd his boss, you know, looking them both on. You know, if that's the way they had to do it, to where he couldn't just come on by himself. And the main reason was is to, you know, tell the veterans out there, our listeners, on just what exactly is going on with OAWP, what exactly are they going to do. You know, I remember one of the main questions that I was asked is, you know, a few questions I'll throw out there. If I call them and have information to give them, do I have to give them my name? You know, are they going to take that information? What are they going to do with that information? Are they, you know, it's just a great opportunity to answer all these questions better answered by them, the new division, OAWP, than me, you know. And, you know, one of the questions, you know, that I got asked repeatedly was, you know, could this possibly be just a data mining operation, you know, to where, you know, we call in, give them all the information they want, and then they're using it for purposes other than, you know, helping whoever the party is calling in. You know, there were those type of questions. And I even put that in my email saying, look, you know, these veterans that we're talking to are having these type of questions, and what, you know, there's no better way to get the word out there, you know, then come talk to the veterans yourself, you know, brand new organization, et cetera. And so never heard back, never got a response from the email, never heard from Brandon Coleman. And, you know, frankly, there's just no reason for us not to hear from Brandon. I said this a couple times already in recent past shows that, you know, while Brandon was a whistleblower before his case was settled, you know, he contacted us, and, you know, we kept everything on the hush hush. I would challenge anyone out there to say that I or any one of my crew has said that we were going to do something, didn't do it, or violated, you know, anyone's confidence. We just don't do that. You know, we hear a lot of things. We're quiet if people don't want it known. And it's not too hard for me. I'm getting old now, so I forget most of it anyway. But I take good notes. But, you know, fast forwarding here, you know, we have attempted numerous times, and, you know, to get him on, or someone, Brandon Coleman, or someone from that division, or all of them, right? We don't care who contacts us. And it just never happened. And so when the article came out in the USA, you know, my thinking is, okay, he's going out to the public, this and that, maybe now. That's the reason why we reached out to him. Later that day, Man, there is just a, and I'm going to violate my own rule, but a shitstorm of tweets going back and forth, this and that, and just I'm appalled, quite frankly, as to what I was reading. And it really doesn't speak very highly of Brandon Coleman, an outright attacking people, attacking a whistleblower spouse. You just don't do that. You know, you keep it. There's just no professionalism there. The naming of current whistleblowers, cases that haven't even been settled. You know, you just don't do those things. And the language that was used, and I mean, it was just the information being given out there. Not only is it not professional, I frankly don't see how he still has his job. And I know you're listening, Brandon, and it's just, I mean, you're a government employee, you know, and for you to say the things that you did, you know, you got a right to your opinion, but to say the things that you did, to out people, you've got names, you've got information. You shouldn't be saying the things that you said. You know, and that, it's just really, really very disturbing to me that you would do something like that. Having said that, you know, one question I've always had is, hey, you got your job, Brandon. You know, if it was appointed, you're a government employee, you just don't get appointments like that. There is a process people have to go through in order to get a job. And I don't believe your position there. You can feel free to correct me if you'd like, but I don't believe the job you have is one that is satisfied legally by appointment. I've always had that question in my mind. I've never asked it, but there it is. Secondly, you don't need to call in anymore. I doubt if you would. If you were going to do so, you would have contacted us anyway. And I say that based on a lot of information that's coming out, and there's a lot more information that's going to keep coming out. I'm not going to make any comments any further than just make one last comment, and I'm going to throw it over to another individual here. But the reason why I'm not going to make very much comment in, from this point on regarding this issue is I've got almost 500 documents in my hand. They are emails. They are various documents that name a lot of people, conversations in those emails. And I'm not going to make comment about them because I haven't gone through them all yet, so I'm going to reserve comment until I have reviewed all of them. I know that those documents have been made available to the public, either as we speak or already have been done, but very disappointed. I mean, you, Brandon, you were one of the original whistleblowers. You were out there on TV stations, etc. And for you to talk out of turn like you did and say those things that you did publicly, I'm just astounded, quite frankly. So that's basically, you know, all I've got to say about it at this point in time. The Buchanan Report would no longer be interested in having you on the show, so please don't call. That's it. Anybody else have any comments to make here that's on here? And also any callers, anyone that would like to call in? Feel free, call in. Jay, you there? You have any comments?
Yeah, I would like to comment, Ivan. Because after the article came out Friday, I took, well, actually Becky, who's here, he went after my wife, didn't have the courage to come after me on social media, went after my wife with a series of tweets. Do you want to read the tweets? You want me to read?
Oh, it's not a matter.
But it just, I know you don't want to beat a dead horse, but these are the comments that really were got me upset. Said to Becky, he said, let's come back to reality. She had posted something about the USA Today article. And he said, he after telling her, you know, that he supports OAWP and real Donald Trump, the president, he goes on to say, you also look better with your face wrapped. And that was 11/03/8/18. Then continues on to talk about my case that's in court right now, the MSPB pending decision, where he admits he was a witness and accuses me of trying to get witnesses to perjure themselves, and then claims that all the charges were dropped against OAWP, which is false. I have two litigation cases against OAWP and multiple. I've filed criminal and civil cases against OAWP and OAWP officials that are ongoing. Then went on to another series of emails claiming that myself and other people are the reasons that whistleblowers don't get believed. And then went on a total tirade of accusing me of he doesn't like me, that's not a crime, which is fine. I read the first opinion first. But then went on to talk about another whistleblower that's been on your show who has a very serious case, and only somebody from OAWP would actually have that information. And he started sharing details of this person's case on Twitter with information that he had collected, and then began forming opinions and putting that out there against this whistleblower. So this is now someone going to the OSC, trying to get protection as a quote-unquote whistleblower, but at the same time then torching other whistleblowers in his path. So that's my frustration. Becky, you want to say anything about that?
Well, let me interject here first. You know, what's very disturbing to me is this, you know, and you brought out a very good point. You know, number one, let's, you know, we're not talking about First Amendment, you know, rights, et cetera here. You know, we're talking about, he is a federal employee. He is in a position to have certain information. You know, I'd like to know on the 18th at that time, was he on the job? Was he working at the time? You know, he's putting out personal tweets, attacking people, et cetera. You know, that is just not right. You know, this is to say this is unbecoming of a federal employee, you know, saying these things, you know, in public like that. Is you know
right.
that's just crazy. It's nuts. It's wrong.
Well, the violation, the law is broken when a federal employee uses their position or information gained in their position it shares with the public. So, like, if a doctor goes on your show and tells about all their patients, it's basically the same thing with an investigative agency like OAWP. So for Coleman to go out there and start naming names and pointing fingers and making accusations, he's speaking for the office of OAWP. He's the face. He's literally, as a whistleblower specialist, the face of OAWP. And he made that clear. He also, by going to USA Today, he's making himself a public figure. He's putting that out there and saying that I'm a public official at OAWP, and this is what's happening to me. Then going on Twitter and using that same claim to attack other whistleblowers. And my wife, and what really bothered me personally was most of the attacks were directed towards women, my wife and another woman. And it was comments about appearance, comments about bullying. Called one female whistleblower and a veteran an idiot. He said, I don't disrespect you because you're a woman. It's just because you're an idiot. And this isn't kindergarten, you know.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you right now, someone that the Buchanan Report would like to hear from, and I think it's appropriate, you know, Dr. Bonzano, you know, like to have you on. You know, this is your department there, as I understand it. And, you know, the people that listen to my show are veterans, okay? And this is your department that this action is coming out of. You know, and
now,
I think maybe the veterans here would like to hear, you know, what you're going to do, how you're going to take care of this. You can't stop what's already been done, but, you know, what are you going to do in the future here, you know, regarding this? I mean, I think, quite frankly, what has happened here is you've got another poster child boy for the reason why whistleblowers should not contact your office, which basically makes your office totally ineffective. I don't know what the claims are by Brandon Coleman on the reason why he's got a bone to pick with OAWP, but he is with OAWP. He has done this, and you're the one in charge. And can you honestly expect anybody to contact OAWP and talk to Coleman or anybody else in your office and feel comfortable that, you know, number one, the reason why they're calling, you know, what's supposed to happen is going to happen, and then their information is going to be, you know, improperly released to the public? I mean, there's all kinds of questions. I can go on and on. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah. If I could chime in. Now, I mean, I got hell may freeze over when I say this, but I mean, I'm not a proponent of OAWP. I still believe the office should be shut down. I think it's corrupt. But today I got 451 pages of FOIA documents from the OAWP describing emails from 2017 when it was started to 2019 that name names, that explain everything that was happening to whistleblowers in detail. In a bad sense. This is actually, I mean, there is all kinds of incriminating things in this email. So, I mean, but this was before Tammy Bonzano. This was under Peter O'Rourke and other officials, which is the period of time that the USA Today article is dealing with. So, I mean, there's a possibility that they are trying to clean house in OAWP. And maybe that's
why
people can cover their butts. Now, one item that whistleblowers need to – and I did put all the FOIA documents. FOIA documents are public record. They're released in the interest of the public. So I took all my FOIA documents that I got today, and I put them on my Twitter account. And I'll share them with the Buchanan Report. My Twitter account is at James D'Onofrio. It's D-E-N-O-F-R-I-O. If you go there, you can click through all 451 pages. It's about a 10-15 page document included in those records, and it says it's titled "Peer to Peer Whistleblower Mentor Program (Parentheses Potential Enrollees)." Okay, so it then lists, it ranks, it appears to rank from 1 to 28. 28 VA whistleblowers. If you're number one appears to be the most easy to silence, that OAWP could offer a position to, and they would be quiet. And then number 28 would be the most difficult to silence. Now, I mean, I'm number 26, so I'm kind of disappointed that I wasn't 28, but there were two people that were lower on the list than I am. So, but when it talks about myself, it's in quotes. It says, "The following whistleblowers are more likely not interested in moving forward or finding a productive path back to being a successful employee." So what does it mean? Okay, now I've had outstanding performance ratings for almost 15 years. Never been in trouble. Been multiple awards. So I'm not interested in being a successful employee again. It says, "They are included because they continue to raise issues and each are, quote, hubs for countless current and foreign whistleblowers to bring their issues to." So what they're saying is, if you report wrongdoing at the VA, or if you protect veterans, or if you help other veterans blow the whistle on the VA with Congress, with the media, with OIG, with the police, then you're not a, quote, successful employee. And that's right. It's right in the FOIA documents. It then lists 28 VA whistleblowers. Most of them have been on your show. I'll read mine so you get an idea of what they put in these descriptions. It says 26. It says it's James D'Onofrio and it has in parentheses legacy whistleblower. So I'm not quite sure what a legacy whistleblower is, but I got the gold banner from OAWP. It tells my facility job title. At the time, I worked at the Altoona VA. I was an administrative officer. Then it says my disclosures. It says raised concerns about an unfit doctor in physical medicine rehab service and his medical records being released on a SharePoint. Those are my personal veteran medical records being put online. The next section is media attention, background, current progress, and potential challenges. That entire section is redacted. They blocked out that entire section.
Yes.
Okay. Then it says, came forward regarding a doctor he and another employee felt was unfit. VA investigated and found doctor fit. Complained again in the same results. Doctor's retired. Now, mind you, a court has ruled that there were issues with this doctor, and long, you know, we know the story there. Jay, me, has media contacts locally. Not much nationally has been done for him. He's extremely upset because his medical records are fabricated and put on a SharePoint for management to view. He's very outspoken negatively regarding OAWP, even though OAWP sent representatives to his MSVB hearing on two separate days. He's tight with truth tellers and looks up to somebody whose name is redacted. He would say just about anything if he could get a national TV interview. This is not to be taken lightly. So this is, there's a list of 28 just exactly like that, employees, whistleblowers, and that's what OAWP is doing. They've been making lists and prioritizing who they could shut up in this peer-to-peer whistleblower mentor program potential enrollees. So, I mean, that's just an appetizer for what's in that FOIA document. So, I mean, the fact that OAWP turned that over makes me think that they're trying to clean house. Finally.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask a question again. I'm not going to make any comments myself because I haven't reviewed any of the documents, literally not one. You know, I know Rhonda has, you know, but I have not. Today has been one of those days. My question to you, since I know you have reviewed a lot of them, if not all of them, Jay, is it very apparent by any reader looking at these documents that the information that is being gathered by OAWP is for the whistleblower's benefit or otherwise?
The information that I have, and this is, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a police officer, it appears that there was significant wrongdoing happening in OAWP, just as I had alleged for 2 years and many other people have alleged for 2 years, and possible criminal activity happening at OAWP. It appears that this now is being released publicly because there is an ongoing OIG investigation and Congress is looking into the OAWP. They're holding hearings. So, I mean, the past practice would be they would hold this document for, I mean, I've been trying to get this for 13 months and they initially claimed that there was no such records. And then, finally, they released it after I got an email and a call yesterday from OAWP, and they overnighted it today. So, but what I'm seeing, I mean,
wait a minute. You're saying after Brandon Coleman went public with USA Today, all of a sudden we ain't got no documents that are almost 500. Now all of a sudden you get contacted and they get them to you? Really?
Hey, huh? The timeline's correct, yeah. that's what happened.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, that is suspect. You know, is OAWP trying to cover their fanny?
I mean, I think the bigger issue,
or is OAWP trying to get the truth out there as to what's really been going on? Why, I don't know, but I mean, man, that's damaging for them to release this information. Why would they do that to their own operation? Why would they do that?
Sounds like they're trying to get it out before the media has.
Yeah, and there's no OIG investigation going on. The big one.
Hold it. My question was to Jay. Please answer that, and then we'll go to Greg. Then we'll go to Greg next. Why do you think they're doing this?
I honestly think, and I might be wrong. I might be 110% wrong. It appears to me, in my personal opinion, that Dr. Bonzano is trying to clean up the OAWP. And like I said,
okay, stop right there.
I said that.
Stop right there. stop right there. How long has Dr. Bonzano been there? And you were denied this. They said that they didn't have anything. Okay, so number one, you got to lie right there. Okay.
Ivan, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. But I'm saying, why would they give me such incredible? I mean, you're looking at people possibly obstructing justice, people interfering with federal cases. Why would they give me that? You know, why would they give
I don't
me
know.
That?
You know, the only thing I can think of is maybe Dr. Bonzano's trying to clean out the whole crew.
I think that would be great. I mean, I'm all for that. You know, this one I'm really scratching my head on. And like I said, they're on the internet. People can go look at all these documents and make their own opinions. You know, I don't want to tell people what to think. I mean, but I want to put the information out there because this has at least 28 whistleblower information in here, and it has, I mean, the tentacles that OAWP. I had no idea how it's like a metastatic cancer. It's spread all through the VA. Like and you're seeing that through these documents and they're putting it out there for the public. But this was under Peter O'Rourke and
yeah, but why? They denied that they had it. And now they go ahead and they admit that they have it. And so by releasing it, they're admitting that they lied, that they're secreting, you know, documents that are supposed to be available by FOIA requests, and now all of a sudden they're mysterious. No, they're picking and choosing what they want out, and there's a reason why they allowed it out.
Yeah, and here's how it went down. Like when they refused it to me, recently I found out that I had a suspicion, a very strong suspicion that some folks were, that they wouldn't, all VA emails are archived, and they wouldn't give me a VA email. So I knew there was something in the emails that they weren't handing over. So I did file charge. I did report obstruction of justice because this is a federal case. I do have a federal case against the OAWP. The VA testified that in court, and they also released affidavit statements from VA attorneys stating that OAWP was not involved in my case. OAWP officials were not involved in my case, specifically Peter O'Rourke and the VA press secretary, Kirk Tasher. Looking at these FOIA documents, that appears to be false. So when I made that case with the evidence, you have a choice to make. You know, that's a felony. Obstruction is a felony charge. So I can't prove that it happened, but it seems the stars aligned, and I got what I asked for the past 13 months.
Well, how do you know you got it all?
I probably don't have it all.
Wait a minute.
I mean, I'm sure
almost 500 documents.
Working overtime.
Yeah, over 500 documents though doesn't sound right because 500 documents or not quite 500 documents sound like a lot of documents for that being the amount of whistleblowers communication, you know, going on, being around what a couple years, well, you know,
yeah,
that
I asked
doesn't
for,
sound
I asked
like
Dr.
you got
Bonzano.
It all.
No, I'm sure there's more, and I'm sure, and we will eventually get it all, whatever's out there. What we did get this time around, people have gone to court. NPR went to court and couldn't get these documents. They couldn't, you know, they had trouble getting documents. So for some reason, something's going on. They want this information released.
Really?
I mean, it's damning. I mean, you look through these documents,
they're just
damning.
I wish you would not. You shouldn't have put them out available to them. You know how much money we could have made off of getting these documents? And now you're just giving them out there? What are you doing?
That's public. That's the thing. And this is, you know, if you don't put them out, if I would just, because I've already had reporters call me and say they want an exclusive, and I'm not going to get, if they want, you know, this is impacting and ruining the lives of, you know, in my life.
Absolutely.
You know, at least 15 whistleblowers that I've talked to. That their lives have been destroyed, people have been fired, you know. And if this is what it is, I mean, so let's, you know, my thing is if there's wrongdoing and there's corruption in OAWP that led to people like Jamie Foxx being fired, which Brandon Coleman had no problem speaking about Jamie Foxx's case on Twitter, you know, if this action led to Sean Higgins being fired, you know, then shouldn't every single case, every single VA employee who's been fired under since 2017 under OAWP, shouldn't every one of those cases be reviewed?
Absolutely.
And that's why it's out there for the public.
All right, Greg, over to you. And then after Greg, I'm going to go to Michelle. She's been waiting. You know, I'm going to give her 60 minutes. I've already told her she's got 60 minutes. I'm going to give her 60 seconds. You know, I hope my crew don't fall down after that one. You know, 60 seconds. And, Greg, you're on. We'll be back to you.
So
back over to you in a minute here.
Jay, I don't know what number you were, but I'm number 17 on this list. And I am reading right here. It says, AIB showed that both chief and assistant chief had retaliated against me. This is in an OAWP document. So this is just beautiful right here. But I will say that, you know, there is the upcoming oversight investigational committee that's coming up in September. And I think that's also part of the issue why, you know, Jay was able to receive these documents. Is I think OAWP may be trying to show that, hey, we're trying to cooperate. But cooperating and actually doing are two different things. If you're going to provide documents but actually not take action, what's the point of
trying to fix an agency? Yeah, they need to right this wrong is what they need to do.
Yeah, Greg.
You know, they
Greg
need to, they need to take action. I reported numerous. In fact, I have a criminal case open with the Federal Bureau of Investigations right now. I actually have the FBI that's actually looking into my stuff that I provided because they're wondering what is going on at Fort Harrison VA. Why is this coming up? And they looked at all my documents, and the guy was speechless. And so, you know, it's pretty bad. I had the FBI involved, you know, actually looking at my stuff. But that's how in-depth it is. This is a perfect example right here. It, OAWP made a statement, you know, and I'm number 17 on this. This is, you know, this is great to know. You know, I guess I had a potential, but but that's what's coming up. In September, they have the oversight committee coming up.
Well, Greg. You don't want to. So being 17, that means you're on the. You don't want to be number one. That's the idea.
Who is number one?
Phoenix.
They don't name names.
All right. Everybody hold on. I'm bringing Michelle on. Michelle, you got 60 seconds, and you're live. Go.
All right. Thank you, Ivan. I just want to let the Greg and Jay know there is a secret system they use in their computer programming. It's like a secret messaging on patients as well as employees. Any employee can talk about another employee or a veteran. And it's a secret messaging that people do not even know exists, and you have to do a forward request to get it. I'm trying to find a copy of it now. By next week, I will give Ivan a call or Wanda a call and let them know what that program is so everybody can get that. It's a secret messaging system that's in their computers that nobody knows about. It's not even talked about. It's something to do with the patient's line teams keeping track of their patients or something along that line. They call it a weird name, but I got mine, so, and they had false information in that because they thought I was somebody else, and they thought I was going to commit suicide, and they found out they had the wrong person, so I got all that information, and they contacted hopefully the right other person of female vet that was in crisis at the time, but I just want to let y'all know there is a hidden system within their computer system where they can talk about any employee or any patient or any veteran that goes to the VA behind their backs, good or bad. They can sit there and laugh about you. They can degrade you. They can do anything they want to in that system, and nobody knows about it. I want to let y'all know about that, that program.
Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate it. She's back in the room here. I got a question here, as Michelle was putting that information out. you know, I believe it was stated, well, I know it was stated on one of the past radio shows here that, you know, I asked the question, well, who does OAWP answer to? And basically the answer was nobody. Well, with all of this coming out, again, who do they answer to? Who did Bonzano answer to?
Yeah, I mean, her boss would be the Secretary of the VA.
Maybe we need the Secretary of the VA. All right, I'll put the invite. Now, the Secretary, I'm inviting you, Secretary of VA. Come on. I mean, you know, I mean, this is beyond serious business. You know, people are getting fired. People are committing suicide. You know, this is all kinds of wrong.
Well, I mean, the issue this time around, I mean, with the stuff that's coming out, this is, I mean, you see how hard it is to get information out, and it's just been looking through these documents, and I haven't looked through them all, but I found my personal private emails in there from my Gmail account were in there. I see that they were opening up fake.
How did they get there?
I have a suspicion of how they got there.
Are you saying that they got them illegally, possibly?
No, I had communicated with somebody on a personal matter, and they then funneled those emails to the OAWP, apparently. So I noticed that. I noticed, like, the things that are in there should not be. They were opening fake cases on me, claiming that I was making. So, like, for example, if I called you, Ivan, and said, you know, hey, look, I'm really pissed off today about something, you know, on your private email, my private email, you then send it to OAWP. OAWP opens an account, a complaint in my name, then finds that complaint unfounded. So that's the type of stuff you're going to see as you go through these documents. Just total, like, Wild West, no oversight, no accountability. I had reported one employee. I filed a police report on someone was last summer. Somebody had opened a fake Twitter account and was putting posts about my children, putting posts about my wife, that they were following my wife. And OAWP has those emails. So it's like, you know, is this the Gestapo? You know, it's like, I mean, really, I mean, this is just nuts. And
Go ahead, finish.
Oh no, I'm just saying until now it's like they were untouchable. So now all of a sudden, I mean, something happened.
Well, then, you know, here's the next question that I have. You know, again, I haven't reviewed one document yet. I'm going to review them all. You've reviewed a lot of them. Are a lot of these whistleblowers, when they read what you have made available, are there some of these whistleblowers going to be shocked and surprised as to, you know, possibly how they have been stabbed in the back and don't even know it?
Yeah, I think it's going to surprise whistleblowers is that from how it appears, in my opinion, what OAWP was doing or is doing, I don't know if they're still doing it, was creating a database of whistleblowers across the VA and trying to get them as much as they could to get them quiet. So once they identified the whistleblowers and people came to them, they were then using that information to use either silence the whistleblower or to terminate the whistleblower through a mentoring system, like a incentivize them to shut up. And that's kind of what's happened from 3 years ago. You'll notice that the division between the whistleblower, a lot of the whistleblowers now, where people think if we just keep our mouth shut, everything will be great. Well, yeah, because the reason that is because OAWP has been telling you, if you just keep your mouth shut, we'll give you the X, Y, or Z. You're making promises that to whistleblowers, which is illegal. You know, you can't commit the government to anything of value, anything of finance, unless you have a warrant. You know, I can't, as a VA employee or any federal employee of any agency, I can't say, you know, VA, even if I'm interviewing people for a job, I can't promise them the job. You know, those are all punishable acts. And OAWP appears to be saying, yeah, if you keep your mouth shut, we'll put you in this mentoring program, or we'll make sure we get you in with your vision director, or you know, maybe we'll give you a job in D.C. And as I'm going through these emails, it's right in the emails. And this is the office that spent, again, they've spent over $35 million in 2 years on this office. People didn't apply for their jobs. They just were given the jobs, and some of those were promotions. And in my case, I'm a whistleblower with cases to the OIG, the OSC, cases before Congress, cases that went to the president. And I'm being called a fraud by the OAWP. And then I'm put under investigation by the office. And my documents are being – and they're meeting with the staff that I used to work with, telling them to file false complaints against me. And that they can, quote,
based
level
on
the playing field.
And
based on the information
that
you have read thus far, would you recommend any potential new whistleblower contacting OAWP?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I would
not until this all clears up. I mean, you contact the OIG, you contact the Office of Special Counsel, you can contact Congress, you can report some disclosures to the media, the police, whatever, until they figure out what's going on with OAWP. Right now, if you read through these pages, you're going to see a list of whistleblowers, what they reported, and then how to keep them quiet. And I see nothing here that shows that has stopped.
And I'll second in on that as far as Jay saying about investigations, because after OAWP came in and conducted investigations on my facility, I've now been named as a suspect, I think, 5 or 6 times now. And the problem is that they won't even provide me these reports to provide a firm defense. So you want to make these accusations, but you're not going to provide me any type of information so I can defend myself. And how is that right? I mean, so I know for a fact a lot of these are made up false reports, because like I said, I take very detailed notes.
I would certainly suggest to anybody out there that is a current whistleblower that has a case going on, get your hands on these documents that are now made available, and get them to your attorneys. If you got attorneys, get them to your attorneys.
Yeah.
And you know, who knows, you know,
that's why they're there.
What's in there? Yeah.
So I mean, there is an IG investigation. I mean, Greg's a prime example. I mean, the stuff that was written on his office wall, OAWP knows about that. You know, but the people, the director at his hospital in Montana is the same director that left Altoona. So, I mean, you see that we saw that in Memphis with Sean Higgins, the same people that I alleged were going after me in Altoona, then went after Sean Higgins in Memphis. So, I mean, I think last I checked, 5 to 10 supervisors that have been fired since the whole VA scandal. Like that's directors, supervisors, chiefs. But half of them most of the senior executives got their jobs back because the VA screwed the case up so bad. But I can, you know, how many whistleblowers have been fired? You know, how many nurses aides and janitors and whatever have been fired? You know, police officers, it's the low grade employees. But if you're up high enough, you're protected. You're one of the good old boys.
Well, you know more than I on this next question. You know, you read the article, you know, by USA Today. You know, is there anywhere in that article do you feel that Brandon Coleman has hurt the VA or OAWP with the comments that he's made?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I actually wrote to I had spoken. The reporter that did that story was Donovan Slack. I had met with her, myself, another reporter, two other whistleblowers, and my wife had met with Donovan last year, and we told her all these things that were going on. We told her everything about OAWP. She then came to the I have a photo of us all having dinner together. And, you know, laid everything out line by line. Here's what's going on with OAWP. Here's the issues I'm concerned about, the same things I've talked about on the show for the past year. Did you see any of that in that article on Friday, any of it? So then I wrote to the USA Today editorial board. I gave them, I've sent them these documents right here, this FOIA documents. I gave them every single one to the USA Today editorial board, along with all the emails that I've had with that reporter over the past year, which I personally, I thought was a very one-sided story. So, I mean, let's see what the USA Today does if they're going to give the other side of the story. And that is the whistleblowers, and primarily the whistleblowers have been fired under the past 2 years. So, I mean, my personal opinion, based on what I saw on the tax, the tweets on Twitter and all that stuff, is that Mr. Coleman is using this to protect himself. You know, that's my opinion, based on what I'm looking at these FOIA documents and what he wrote about my wife and what he wrote about Jamie Foxx and what he wrote about Joe Colon. You know, that's not a whistleblower. That's not a victim. You know,
what is a fact is that story that was done 2 days ago, they did minus all this information that has now been released to the public and to them. Here's the real question.
I've been given that reporter information for the past year and a half on OAWP.
Yeah, but now look at all the additional information that is now provided.
Yeah. Right.
And so what's going to be interesting is to see what their next story says.
Yeah. And that's, like, again, I mean, there's people that have been terminated. There's people that have been fired. There's some whistleblowers that have committed suicide. The Chris Kirkpatrick, you know, Dr. Chris Kirkpatrick. I mean, where's the accountability? Where is – and that's what needs to happen. That's what's never happened is accountability. You know, you have the Fox guard in the henhouse. OAWP works for the Secretary of the VA. The Secretary of the VA, when you file a complaint against the VA and you go to court, the person named in that complaint is the Secretary of the VA. All of them.
Right.
So his then employees of the OAWP are the ones that are supposed to be protecting you. Well, I mean, I'm not saying anybody's, you know, not ethical or not going to do what's right, but, you know, it's a conflict of interest for, you know, that office to be the one to work with whistleblowers. And what we're seeing in these FOIA documents is there's a good reason why they shouldn't be doing it. You know, they're not protecting whistleblowers. They're using it as a data mining organization to get rid of us all.
Exactly.
Well, what I want to do here is – hold on 1 second here, Greg, and then you're next. Okay, Greg, just a comment I want to make here. We're no radio show next week. We're going dark because the anchor of this show, Rhonda, is going to be in D.C. In fact, you know, we got to just have her go up and knock on the VA secretary's door, you know, and see if she could get him to call in and talk to us. Don't know how that. Well, actually, I do know how that would go, but we're going dark next week. But I would like to have you on after I've reviewed everything you've read. I would like to really go through all of these documents and do one complete show on it, so that everything is in context. You up for that?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. All right. You don't sound too positive. Is that a definite yes?
No, I just made myself mad, Ivan, telling them to read the FOIA stuff.
Well, yeah. All right, Greg, go ahead.
No, I'd be happy.
Because this is very important. I mean, this information is really important, and all you veterans out there, even if you're not a whistleblower, you need to go read this stuff and see what's going on within the VA. Because don't tell me the VA secretary don't know about it. Dr. Bonzano obviously knows about it. You know, why did they release all this information? Wow.
Yeah, that's the head scratcher. Maybe, and I mean, maybe they're cleaning house. Maybe this is Dr. Bonzano cleaning house. And if that's the case, I'll take it. Good, you know, I'll take it. You know.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Greg.
I don't think I saw that picture I just sent you, but that's a perfect example of, you know, things that are going on. But for example, I have a Twitter account, but it's mostly a business account. I have a side business, but there's a perfect example of my investigator, Scott Brinker, who's an ER-LR specialist, actually followed me on my Twitter account. Why does he need to follow me? I'm not friends with him. There's no reason for him to follow me and see what I'm tweeting about. You know, and I let him follow me for a little while, then I finally blocked him. But that's a perfect example of what the VA does. I've had when OAWP conducted their investigation, within a month or so, I was receiving death threats on my Facebook account. I had to shut it down. You know, I've received letters at my house. I mean, it's basically a tactic. They're trying to scare you. They get you to bow down. This is what they're doing. They're trying to put these scare tactics that they're following you, you know, trying to make you paranoid. This is what they do. And it works for some people, but for others it doesn't. You know, it's pretty bad that you have to falsify information. You have to use scare tactics. You have to monitor whistleblowers. You have to make a false information. Instead of just doing what's right, taking their complaint, taking a disclosure, having a thorough, full investigation, and doing what's right and holding these people accountable. But the problem is OAWP, I have not seen one person at my facility held accountable. And I'm reading right now on these FOIA documents that here it is right here that my supervisor retaliated against me when I told them. I gave them the information. And OAWP is making a statement. So what does that tell you? They're failing to do a job that they were given, you know, tools to do. The president made this, you know,
and the money,
and they're not following through. And they're basically going after whistleblowers. Every whistleblower, I can give you probably the name. I'm not going to give the names, but I can tell you, and you, I'm sure you all, the couple of you know, I know of at least four or five whistleblowers right now who have reported to OAWP and have all lost their jobs. And all these individuals had very thorough, deep down, in-depth cases, and some information was unbelievable. And why they were terminated? They were terminated because OAWP colluded with the VA to help the VA remove these individuals, basically like a spy. You know,
it's very, very possible that the information – you know, in those FOIA documents that's been released, there's enough there to make a case for criminal prosecution against whoever has been involved in doing wrong things within OAWP or outside OA, whoever. I mean, this is serious stuff here.
Class action.
Yeah.
Or class action.
And I sent that to OIG today, Ivan. So I mean, I've given it to the OIG, and that's again what really is a head scratcher is, I mean the information in there, and I encourage everybody to go on to it's public, go look at it. You know, you're why would you give up something that is going to get you in? Because VA's habit has been to lie, deny, and delay. I mean, that's, you know, that we've seen that in every one of our cases, but this is the first. Now this is 13 months, so I'm not saying this is timely, but there's a major OIG investigation going on right now. The report's supposed to come out in September. So by releasing this information, that just really makes me scratch my head, because I mean, they know I'm going to give it to the authorities, and that's what I did. I mean, kudos to them for releasing it anyway. That showed ethics for the first time that I've seen.
Well,
in a long time.
I don't know. I think I differ with you on that. You know, they shut you down for how long on the FOIA request, and now they come clean.
Yeah.
I don't put that in the bucket of they did what they were supposed to do in a timely manner. I'm sorry. They withheld information for as long as they could,
agree.
And they couldn't hold it anymore, and they released it for obviously their purposes. So they've got an agenda. Okay, so I wouldn't be, you know, getting out the Mr. Clean and, you know, scrubbing
clean
on this.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't.
But I'm saying, to give an example, like in my last federal case, but not my last one, but a former MSCB case, they withheld 10,000 pages of documents until the last day of the hearing, and then said, oh, by the way, here's all the documents you requested for in discovery. So I mean, like that's the play. That's the normal playbook, you know. So to get it this to get this before the investigation's done, that just kind of, I don't know how to take that. I don't know what to do with that. You know, I'm not gonna say they're great. I'm not gonna say they're even good. I mean, they've been rotten. They've been terrible, and I still think they should be shut down. You know, but I'm curious to see.
Well, at this point, the way that we have been treated, you know, just for the record. You know, and both Ron and Rhonda, they're still on here. You know, just for the record, going back into the prior, you know, what is it, McDonald, you know, when he was VA secretary. Oh, yeah, he was coming on and this and that and da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. You know, this show's been nothing but lied to, okay? And this show has ever seen, we have put out there numerous times, you know, because we got questioned a couple of times, well, how come everything we report is nothing but bad? Well, I'm sorry. That's all we're seeing, and that's all we're hearing, and that's all that's being reported out there in the major news medias. You know, please give us something positive, and we'd certainly love to report on it. You know, we've said that more than once. You know, but as far as this show, you know, this show, it has been from all the way from the VA secretaries to Brandon Coleman, and again, I'm going to give him a pass because I know he takes, you know, orders. But, you know, his office, the way that we're just shut down. And, you know, sitting over here going, well, wait a minute. You know, that's what our show's about, nothing but veterans. Why? Brand new department. You think they want to get out there, you know, what they're about and this and that, gain the confidence. What better way to gain the confidence than go to an audience that is 99 and 9/10%, you know, veteran listeners? Why wouldn't they come here? Why wouldn't they talk? They put enough interest in us to monitor our show, and, you know, I guess we're a part of their Wednesday morning, you know, reports, you know, and I hope you got a lot to talk about tomorrow, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there'll be a lot. I don't know. Like, the office, you know, they can't police themselves. I mean, there needs to be, that's, Our country is set up for checks and balances. You know, the courts are supposed to take care of the executive branch, the Congress, they're all supposed to watch each other. This is the exact opposite of how our country is supposed to work. Like, with having an office that has unlimited funds for the size of the office, you know, and can and reading through the, like, again, and I keep beating this dead horse, reading, like, a mentorship program. This is a peer-to-peer whistleblower mentor program, and they are to, you know, these a list of employees, including myself, who are not in successful employees because we report veteran deaths, veteran suicides. You know, if you do that, you're a bad employee. That's what this is saying. If you report patient care problems at the VA, you are a bad employee. If you report that there's a wait list of hundreds or thousands of patients, you're a bad employee. If you report patients in the nursing home with bed sores and sitting there for months and not taking care, or veterans killing themselves in the parking lot, then you're a, quote, unsuccessful employee. I mean, to me, that is, as a veteran, and I'm a retired veteran, I mean, that just is so sickeningly evil. I have no other word than evil to describe that. And, you know, so that's why I say, I mean, yeah, I have no idea why they gave it to me, but they still need to be shut down, you know? Fundamentally, they're just, that's like the foundation's broken. Tear the house down and start over.
Yeah. All right, well, we're running out of time here, so I'm going to go through all these documents. I'll let the cat out of the bag. I got some more coming that you're not even aware of, Jay. So, when this stuff come out, I had a little birdie give me a call. So, I still know a few people, even though I'm retired.
I'm impressed. I'm slipping I'm not getting my foot.
No, they just don't like you, man. You know. can't you tell? They don't like you.
I'm on the bottom of the I hate you list. I see that from the OAWP.
Yeah, you got how many cases going and you're not even number one? I mean, you're slacking, bud.
I know.
Yeah.
Remember, he's a legacy.
Look, all All veterans out there, whether you're a whistleblower or not, go read these documents, spread the word. This knowledge needs to get out there.
Call your congressman.
Terribly wrong. Well, you know, who can say that it's right? I mean, you got Brandon Coleman, who was the poster child, you know, who went to work for him, you know, apparently appointed. I don't know that for a fact, so, but that apparently how he got the job there, and now he is going public again and, you know, and wanting protection. I wonder what he wants protection from.
Yeah, really.
So. All right, final comments, Jay, and then I got to go to Greg for final comments, and we're going to wrap this up. Formally, Dr. Bonzano, I'd love to have you on the show. Come on and talk. Veterans, obviously, at this point, have a whole lot of questions. You're the head of that division. Come talk to the veterans, you know. I'll take you to where, say your piece, we'll have a nice discussion. No one's going to beat up on you, you know. Somebody, please, the secretary call, you know. I don't want the president calling. He'll just tell us everything's wonderful, so, you know. and it's not, so. Good. Did I do that? Did I say I don't want the president to call?
You just did.
Well, there goes my Christmas card. This show is not political. I don't get into politics. But, man, oh, man, I cannot, you know, with this information coming out, and there is a lot more coming, I don't have any words. I'm just going to shut up. Jay, final comments, then over to you, Greg.
Thanks again, guys, for having me on the show.
Disgusting is what it is. Disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I encourage everybody to go out and read. I think you guys have the link to the FOIA documents. It's on my Twitter page. I'll put it on Instagram. Just look up Data Know For You. You'll find it. But if you're a whistleblower.
Hey, Rhonda, post that link. Post that link on our
Done. Already done.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you're a whistleblower, don't give up. I mean, and if you're a veteran, you know, we're here to serve you. I'm a vet. Like, that's why we're doing this. That's why we're going through this. It's because it's right, and we want to help our fellow veterans.
It's the right thing to do. Absolutely. Thanks, Jay. Appreciate it. Going to put you in the blue room here.
Yep.
Greg, final thoughts, final comments.
I mean, I don't have too many. I mean, all I'd say, you know, if you're out there and, you know, you are thinking about blowing a whistle or, you know, reporting something, you know, have a backup plan. And you got to document everything. You know, you have to doc everything. You know, you almost have to become your own detective. And, you know, because once you blow that whistle, it's all – until there's some sort of change that goes on, they're going to come after you because now you've become a problem child. And – the VA doesn't like problem children. They don't like the people that actually do what's right and have, you know, integrity and honesty. I guess they support criminals. So that's the only thing I could think. I mean, if anyone's out there listening to the show and they're a whistleblower, I mean, feel free to find me or reach out to the show and they can put you in contact with me. You know, if you want to reach out, you know, through other means, you know, just don't, of course, contact me through my government account. But, you know, I'm always willing to talk to anyone and, you know, offered up, as long as your story checks out, of course. But that's about all I have to say.
Okay, appreciate it. Ron, someone just called in. Why don't you check on them real quick, see who it is, and see if they have a comment or whatever. I've still got a little bit of time if they'd like to. Don't want to shut anybody off, everyone there. I'll get Jay on here. Jay, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I totally forgot, too. Becky, does Becky have anything to say? Does she want to say anything?
She always has something to say.
I always have something to say, but before I say it, listen, like, the one thing that I wouldn't mind saying is that the thing is with Brandon Coleman and how he portrays himself through his tweets towards me and towards other women, it's just I don't really expect anything more from him. I mean, if you can't fight with truth and intelligence, you fight it with insults and lies. And so that just seems his MO. And, like, I don't know. It's just that for him to think that any woman who willingly allows her family to go through all of this just to expose corruption will shut up over his personal attacks, it just shows his utter lack of understanding and a disconnect with the 21st century. I mean, really, to think that women today are just going to be quiet because he insults them, it's just crazy to me. And unfortunately for him, many of us have found our way out of the kitchen and onto Twitter. So he's going to have some more insults to come up with.
Yeah, you better don't pick on Mama Bear. She's the scary one of the two of us.
Yeah. Ron, you see that's Goose on there? Does he have a comment?
Yes, he does.
Okay, Goose is on, so I'm going to put him on here. Goose, you're live. Go ahead. We've got a couple minutes here.
Honestly, I literally just got off of work, and so I completely missed the entire show up until right now. Greg texted me a comment, and I don't have any idea what I just walked into. So what are we talking about?
Well, you actually called in right when we're signing off, so we'll have to talk to you on another day, Goose. It'd take an hour
no
to
problem.
Rehash all of this, but I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, no problem, but if it is something about OAWP, they can do something. They can do something pretty bad where the sun don't shine to themselves. But I will tell you this, though. Actually, I guess I can throw a quick comment out there to kind of give you what's going on with my case as you guys are wrapping it up. I ended up contacting the House VA committee, and me and one of the guys at West LA, we actually spoke to Gil Cisneros' office, during which we identified several key issues that were problematic and that were blatant lies that were being given to the HVAC members during the committee hearings by some of the VA staff. And I even indicated to his office that I had evidence in writing dated back to 2010 and 11 that proves that they're lying and that they've known about all these issues. Now, with regard to OAWP, this is now the third, I think, or fourth time that they're looking into my case again, because I kept bringing up additional issues and several violations that was committed by their office regarding their investigations. And the last thing is that that I got right now is that supposedly my case is being reviewed at a higher level after I kept challenging Ms. Benzanto's office regarding the reviews that they allegedly conducted into my case that led into their decision to lift my stay. One of their top senior executive personnel in OAWP straight up admitted to me that a full thorough review of my case was not in fact completed when they made the decision to close my case. That they did not review all the evidence, they did not review the full transcript of my interview, and that person, coincidentally, is no longer there, but he straight up admitted to me that a full, thorough review of my case had not been completed when OAWP closed my case, which resulted in them lifting the stay.
Goose, this is Jay. We talked about a FOIA document we got today from OAWP, about 450 pages. About 50 pages of that is an article from May 2018 that you may be familiar with that Mike Volpe did with a bunch of whistleblowers.
Yeah, I was part of that story.
Yeah,
sure.
So there's about 50 pages. There's about 50 pages of that on there, so you might want to check that out. Just a heads up.
I don't understand what you're referring to here, like, or what it is that you're trying to get me to do here.
Your buddies will die in as far as what you missed today, so. All right, we gotta close it up here. Thanks for calling in, Goose.
Yeah,
we're gonna have a show here in the next 3-4 weeks after we review all the documents, and we're going to go over everything and hopefully everything will be in better context. Again, I'm making no comment regarding any of the documents. I have not seen them yet, so reviewed them. Thanks for calling in, Goose. Outside of that, Jay, I'm putting you, Goose is in the blue room. Jay, you're going in the blue room. Greg, you've made your final comments as well, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I made final comments.
All right. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it. Outside of that, I don't really have any more comments other than very disappointed in you, Brandon. You know, I have no idea if you're guilty, innocent, or what you'd be guilty or innocent of. Again, I haven't reviewed those documents, but I make my comment towards the comments that you made publicly regarding the comments I made earlier. That's horrible. And you ain't got my respect no more. That's all I got to say. Rhonda, over to you, then to Ron.
Well, I had a little birdie tweet in my ear, not tweet, message me, that we lost a Louisiana veteran employee committed suicide today. He was being bullied by a supervisor.
Wonderful. Just wonderful.
Yeah.
Good.
So I've been looking for the story. When I find it, I'll put it up. I have put the tweet link on the VA Corruption by the Buchanan Report on Facebook and our Twitter. So go to either one of them. The link's there. It'll be very interesting reading. I've been reading it all day. So that's all I got.
All right. Ron, you?
Okay. Well, I want to thank all of our callers for calling in. I do have a comment or a quote tonight. From Ronald Reagan, kind of probably fits the OWAP to a very close T. Before I refuse to take your question, I have an opening statement.
It's pretty good. Pretty good.
Hey, everybody, have a good night.
All right.
Yes.
Have a good night. Talk to you in 2 weeks. Good night.